The EB-5 is a visa granted to foreigners who invest $500,000 in a U.S.-based development project. It's been in the news a lot lately because 2 weeks ago, the sister of White House advisor Jared Kushner went to China to offer EB-5s to potential investors in a Kushner company's development. More than 80% of all EB-5s issued worldwide go to Chinese investors. We asked our Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz to tell us who they are.
Ms. Wang is not rich. She does not own her own business or drive a Ferrari. She embodies none of the stereotypes of a typical EB-5 applicant from China.
Actually, everyone I know has applied for EB-5s. We're just ordinary people. We're not wealthy.
Wang meets me in the bar of a hotel in Shanghai's financial district. Wang is not her real name. It's a name she's chosen because she doesn't want to jeopardize her chance at getting a visa. She's 40. Both she and her husband work for finance companies. Like nearly everyone their age in China, they didn't grow up with money. They studied hard, got into college, worked hard, and both have jobs where together they make around $200,000 US a year after taxes. And there's only one reason why they've spent $500,000 on a U.S. visa.
I'm only doing this for my son's education. He is in a good local school, but all they do is study for tests. The Chinese education system turns everyone into the same type of person.
Wang says she and other EB-5 applicants want their children to think more creatively and analytically.
I would say 70 to 80% of families are actually doing it for their kids' education.
Brian Withall is CEO of Sina Outbound. He's helped nearly 100 Chinese people, including Wang's son, to secure EB-5s.
Having a green card allows these parents to give their kids an extra opportunity, but they can also just as easily come back to China and work. So a lot of parents are just kind of giving that second option to their kids.
And that's an option the parents of Grace, another EB-5 visa applicant, have taken. Grace is a name she's chosen because her parents are in the middle of securing an EB-5 visa for her, and they don't want to put that at risk. The 21-year-old left China years ago to attend high school in the American South.
It was just me trying to get a different experience and get maybe a better education. But later on, I find myself more used to the life, and also my family has a Christian background. We're a Christian family.
That last point, being Christian, is important to Grace. She says she and her parents attend an unsanctioned church in China, and they want to live in a country where they can practice their beliefs freely. She says her father grew up poor and hungry in the countryside. He saved for years to send her to America. She says her parents hope to get that money back someday, but making a profit isn't important to them. It's a path to U.S. citizenship. That is. Ms. Wang isn't interested in profits either. She just wants her son removed from a society and an education system she believes to be stifling and unhealthy.
There are so many people like us. In my son's school, which is one of Shanghai's best, I would say 60 to 70% of the students are planning to attend college overseas. Their dream is to leave China, to go to America.
Wang says she's read stories about a new president who's shaking up politics in the U.S., but she thinks the American political and economic systems have strong foundations. From her perch in the finance industry, she sees the cracks in China's system firsthand. She's fed up with its education system, its air pollution, its lack of a legal system, and she's disturbed by a government that's tightening its grip on money leaving the country. And that's why, to her, $500,000 in return for future generations of her family to live as Americans is a sound investment. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Shanghai.